702, The Midday Report, Monday to Friday,
12 to 1 p.m.
Let's get an update from the State Capture Commission now. The Passenger Rail Agency of South Africa, PRASA, related evidence today from the former Group Chief Executive Officer Lucky Montana. It's something like the sixth time that Lucky Montana has appeared at the Zondo Commission. He's been answering questions about his private property portfolio. He's asked Zondo if he can please have an opportunity to tell his story and not only respond to the allegations against him. I was interested to see that he's been blaming the forensic consultant, Paul O'Sullivan, for the allegations against him, saying that O'Sullivan is running a mafia-like scheme targeting prominent and influential people in government and state institutions, using enforcers to offer Montana assistance by keeping the Hawks and NPA from charging him. So today, Lucky Montana back on the stand again, saying that he is willing to avail his bank statements to the commission. Have a listen.
Now I see these letters confirm what he holds on my behalf from the sale of that particular property. Now, and that is why Mr. Oleman was saying, Montana paid for this property, didn't have money. Because he'll say that if he jumps an important letter, Chair, and that is why the importance of proper investigations. You jump that letter that says, you will not know, everybody moves from the premise that in Hallingham, I didn't pay. I paid 2 million Chair from the proceeds of the sale. When my bank went to Pretoria for the second property, and I see he's been tweeting about it yesterday, he doesn't know that the proceeds of that payment comes from the sale of my house. Why are they doing that, Chair? Because they are not interested in that. They're interested in another narrative that no. Montana got money, got a kickback and paid for his property, Chair.
Yes. I think we are clear that
about the payments.
Yeah, it's not necessary to go into Mr. Montana's statements because of the position he has taken.
Yeah. But Chair, I'm making a commitment that if my statements become available.
Yes.
The commission wants to probe me.
Yes.
I'll come back, Chair. Even if I come in my pajamas, I'll come and answer, Chair.
No, that's right. That's right.
Right.
Lucky Montana offering to come back in his pajamas. Only the sixth time he's been there today. Ntukwana Ngatane, EWN reporter, watching that for us. Ntukwana, we've seen a lot of Lucky Montana. What's he been saying today?
Well, he's speaking mainly about the details now. Remember that the overall idea is that it is alleged that he bought properties valued at 36 million rand, and that was either to facilitate contracts or payback for contracts that were awarded during his time. So we really need to understand what, if anything, he knew. Well, he has told the commission that he started buying property way before he started working for PRASA, but we have now seen links between Rian van der Walt, who owns Precise Trade, and the company that we understand Montana would go to estate agents and say, I'm interested in this property, and then when the deal was about to be concluded, he would then put the estate agent in touch with Precise Trade, Rian van der Walt, who would then conclude that deal. And in one of those deals, it's a guest house in Pretoria worth about 11 million rand. He says he had an arrangement with Rian van der Walt when the bank said, look, 11 million rand is too much for this property. They then agreed between themselves that Rian van der Walt would pay the balance of that. So if the bank was going to finance 7 million, Rian van der Walt put up 3.5 million, so they agreed to register the property in his name. But essentially, Mandy, I think what we need to come to the bottom of is whether there was anything irregular about what Lucky Montana was doing, if it's influence, because that's what the mandate of the commission is. If any of that influenced his decision-making as CEO of a state-owned entity. So even as we're going through all of this evidence with the fine performance the commission is doing, that is really the ultimate goal at the end of the day.
He really does seem to be at pains to be stressing the fact that he's wrongfully accused. He's blaming Paul O'Sullivan for some of these allegations, referencing the journalist Peter Louis Myburg there. He's really quite defiant.
Yes, not only Paul O'Sullivan, he also blames the investigators of the commission. He says they want to advance a certain narrative that Lucky Montana is to have these allegations, but also that he's a corrupt man. And so he says he will provide any information that he can, including his bank accounts, and he explains every single transaction that's put before him in detail in terms of how it came about. But sometimes he goes back to say, well, maybe the commission should ask Riaan van der Walt, because we're talking about transactions, some that were made by him, Riaan van der Walt. So maybe the commission should be asking him about his bank statements and about the decisions that he made in terms of those payments. But in some instances, he does concede. For instance, there's a property of 6.8 million where he explains that when Riaan van der Walt made payments, including one to cover a bond, one to cover rates, and so on and so forth, it was through his instructions. So he, in one instance, blames the commission for being biased, and in others, he concedes to some of the decisions that he made. But how they're related to state capture, I suppose we have to wait and hear from the commission itself when it makes its conclusion.
And Ntukwana, thank you so much for that. And Ntukwana Ngatane watching the State Capture Commission, Lucky Montana offering to even come back in his pajamas if necessary.